Well, we know the school year is sadly coming to an end. This week will be all the high school graduation ceremonies. A big part of what we do here at OTS Media when the school year is coming to a close, we bring our prom pledge into all of the high schools in York, Lancaster, and Chester counties. They start basically in March to go through all of April and the first part of May. And while the focus is on the prom season, it really is also on the high school graduation season, right? We want these high school seniors especially to make smart decisions, healthy, smart choices at a time where they're, you know, celebrating and they might kind of lose focus of what is at stake. So we have prom pledge and we've wrapped up that the 2026 prom pledge season. And it's a big thank you to our sponsors. And we've got one of them in the studio this morning, Justin Jones. He's from Wilkerson Jones and Wilkerson Law Firm. And Justin, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Lucas.
And a good part of what we do and why prom pledge is so successful is this guy that's sitting across from both of us too as well, Tyler Cupp. He communicates with you all, the sponsors. He communicates with the schools, with law enforcement to make sure we've got a good program going on. So Tyler Cupp, thank you so much for what you do as well. We both need the sponsors and we need you to make this program successful. And then Justin, you remember what it was like to be a high school senior, right? And
absolutely,
the sky's the limits and nothing's going to ever happen to me. I don't know why they're talking to me and sharing this message with me. You know, I make smart choices. But you're also a lawyer, and you see the what happens when people don't make smart choices.
Right, right. So, I mean, it was a long time ago, but not that long ago. And the thing is, right, I know a lot of times for kids in high school, it feels like your parents and all these people are trying to, like, kill your fun, right? Mm-hmm. They're trying to kill the vibe, and that's not what it is. And first off, the message is don't drink. Don't drink if you're underage. I think that's the safest, easiest, and healthiest thing that you can do at that age.
When it's against the law.
Especially, I mean, yes, it's against the law. That's a big part of it, too. But just safety-wise, right, if you've already gone out and you've made a bad decision, I know that to you at 17, 18 years old, your parents are the scariest people on the planet. But they're not, right? There are many more serious consequences than just having your parents upset. And if you do something that you should not be doing, it is so much better to reach out to an adult that you trust, call your parents, than it is to get behind the wheel of a car. Because once you do that, unfortunately, we do see cases where people end up in our office because we deal with car wrecks mostly. And I just think that we're so used to traveling around in these little metal boxes at 60 to 80 miles an hour that kids don't appreciate what it is that they're doing and the risks that they're taking and the risks that they're, the danger they're putting themselves in, the danger they're putting other people on the road in, what it would do to their family if something were to happen to them. So just call somebody.
Justin, would you like to be one of our MCs? Because that was wonderful. I mean, that's what our MCs say. And I did something different this year. And Lucas, I actually think you've done this in the past where I point to the board and I point out all the sponsors, and I say all those people are a part of this program because they care about you and they care about this community.
Yeah.
And what you guys have been able to do to give back with not just Prom Pledge, but Easter Egg Classic, Toys for Happiness, Boo-ha-ha, we certainly appreciate it. And it connects with him. And as Lucas said, he said it when he's emceed ceremonies across our 16 schools and 22 ceremonies that we did this year. It's not just prom. It's graduation. It's all the things they're going to do later in life. And, you know, this device that I hold in my hand is such a big thing. I have all of the troopers talk about the new hands-free law and the distracted driving law, which is, I mean, it affects all of us.
Right.
You know? To Tyler's point, when Prom Pledge started, the focus was strictly on don't drink and drive. That is still the message. But with the introduction of a cell phone now and the hands-free law in South Carolina, that's been more of the discussion as well. Stop. It's like, just don't be distracted when you're behind the wheel of a car.
That's it. Just need to focus. Most of the times you're going, what, 10, 20 minutes? Just focus for that 20 minutes, get where you're going, and then pull your phone out. Just put the phone down for a little bit. Much safer.
Well, again, we cannot go into the schools without help from businesses like yours, and we really do appreciate it. You all helped to open the door, so we're able to bring this program in front of these young people. And again, we sit there as MCs, and we see the kids, and sometimes they're just staring at us with no emotion. Sometimes they might roll their eyes, but we know the message is hitting home because, once again, so far, knock on wood, we had a pretty smooth prom season. No major reports at all,
there was
which
only,
is great.
I do want to say there was only one incident, but it was no one was hurt. There was no wreck. There was I won't say who or the school district, but there was some kids that were dabbling with alcohol in a parking lot. They weren't in a moving vehicle and they were attended to. But the fact that we had no incidents, that fact that we had no accidents, that fact that we had nothing major, nobody was injured is just. It speaks to the sponsors that lend to the program and allow us to go into these schools and spread the awareness message. Mm-hmm.
Justin Jones is from Wilkerson Jones and Wilkerson Law Offices. And then Justin, you know, obviously you're a lawyer and you mentioned that you cover majority of your cases are car accidents. When should folks reach out to a lawyer? I think that's probably the biggest question that maybe you all receive.
Yeah.
I think, From what I know, from people that I know, they're afraid to reach out because they don't know how much it's going to cost. They don't know if money's expected up front. They don't know if you're going to take the case because maybe it not might be that big of a case. Walk us through when should folks go and see a lawyer, specifically one of your lawyers.
Sure. So the second you're in a car wreck, get some medical treatment. You know, talk to law. Call first off. One piece of advice I'll give everybody is if you were in a wreck, get law enforcement to the scene and get it reported. A lot of times people will think like there's not this that much property damage. We'll just kind of exchange information and keep it moving. That can cause all kind of issues down the road. Just always call law enforcement. Get the report done and document it, and then call us. Go get some medical treatment and give us a call. If you're not sure if you're at fault or not, give us a call. If you're hurt, you're not hurt, give us a call. It's free. It doesn't cost you a thing to talk to us. And then once you call us, we will discuss your case with you, kind of go over the facts and the details and the injury history. And if it's something that we can help with, then we get paid on a contingency fee. So we have to get a recovery for you, and we get a percentage of that recovery. It doesn't cost you anything to call us. It doesn't cost anything for a consultation. The more the merrier, right? Just give us a call. It's not going to hurt you. Never going to cost you anything. And you might find out you have a better case than you think you do.
That's a good point, right? I mean, the least you can say is no, not right now, but you also can also go with a yes or like, let's take a closer look. So again, just don't just give up immediately.
Right.
Just reach out and give them a call. And all lawyers, Justin, I mean, we know the running joke, but you're all not bad people. I mean, you've got a heart of gold. And I think you all over there at Wilkerson Jones and Wilkerson Law Firm, you all get so involved in the community. I mean, you're at all the events that I know that we are involved in and that we sponsor. So you're part of the community. So maybe if you can also speak to that you're not all bad people. You're good people.
it's the same my dad used to say all the time. My dad's a minister, and it's a blessing to get to be a blessing, right? And so, like, we are all blessed and fortunate to be in this position. And so, yeah, our whole job is helping people if you're doing it right. And so, you know, you're helping people every day. It's nice to get to be a part of the community and help with other stuff as well, because it's not just about trying to make money. It really is about trying to help people and be a part of a community. That's what it's all about.
Right or wrong, right? If you can.
Try to be right.
Yeah. Try to be right. I mean, you're trying along those lines. But I don't know. You know, every profession has it, right? But
right.
I think lawyers, sadly, are right up there with some other professions that they always just get the
I got to give a shout out to Justin. One of my favorite giveaways that he does at our events are the white shades, the white sunglasses.
Oh, they have
I love them.
The best sunglasses. Yeah. And my wife, years ago, I stopped buying her name brand sunglasses. She lost so many pairs. And when I brought home the pair that you all were given at the Football Studio Say kickoff, she loved them. They were sleek.
Yeah.
They didn't look like your typical giveaway sunglasses. They were good quality.
Yeah.
How many times when I'm at an event, I'm like, I'm going to pick up a couple of these. I said, I'm going to pick up a couple of these. They're in her beach bag. They're in the house and they're in her car. So I agree with Tyler. Your sunglasses game is some of the best around.
It's a perfect balance of they actually work, but you're not like freaking out if you lose them or they get broken or something, right? It's that perfect balance.
That's it. And the subtle logo looks really good on the side. So listen, we love it. So thank you so much for what you're able to provide the community in that regard, but also for being involved with our Prom Pledge once again and making it such a successful campaign this year. And again, what you all do in the community by giving back. So we really do appreciate that. Give them a call. Again, as Justin said, you never know. Just give them a call. It's free to give them a call. They'll walk you through the process, and don't be intimidated because they really are nice guys. I can tell you that. They're great guys.
Thank you, ladies, guys, for having us on. Yeah, really no problem.
Again, Justin Jones is with Wilkerson, Jones & Wilkerson.